when I've been eating. Each time I feel myself tensing a little bit over a choice that I might be making, I'm going to just relax and say to myself, there are no wrong choices here. There are no bad choices here. Everything that is possible here is within the comfort zone of my body in knowing what to do. I know that as I've been living life, I've created a picture of the way I want to be, most important of the way I want to feel, most important of the vitality I want to live, also important the way I look, the way I move, the way my body continues to be, the way I feel in my clothes. All of this I've been putting into vibrational escrow, and I feel confident that I've painted a picture that's complete and as I want it to be, and I feel confident that the cells of my body who are vibrational, transmitting and receiving mechanisms, are fully aware of that image and are utterly compliant with it. So if I can resist my normal temptation to freak out over food, and instead I can replace that with an attitude of relaxing and confidence in my body's ability to manage and know what to do, then this will be, it is my plan for this evening, the most delightful and delicious meal of my life experience. I like taking myself out of the management of the cells of my body, which I've never had any control over. I don't understand metabolism. I don't know what they do. I don't understand the chemistry of my body. I've read all of those books, and all of them are wrong. I don't know about that. But my body knows, and I trust my body. So these things I do know. I know that I've created a vibrational escrow, and I know that I have a body that I can trust, and I know that I'm going to be sitting before a delectable banquet with all kinds of things that are being offered to me, and I know that all is well relative to me and food. And if you would spend that much conversation with yourself 2 or 3 times a day before your meals, you would bring yourself into alignment with your food. And you'll become one of those that people will watch you and say, how in the world do you manage to live in a world of imbibing and consuming and maintaining? And you say, because I've turned it over to the aspects of my body that know what to do. I have gotten out of the way. I'm no longer trying to do things I don't understand and in the process messing up the energy of my energy balance or alignment of my being. It should be a really good meal tonight.
Yay! It will be.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You see, it's not big thoughts that create big things or big thoughts that create big problems. It's the day-to-day thoughts that you think. It's the habitual thoughts that lull you into vibrational patterns, some of which don't serve you. And as these kind of subjects come up and you let them be important enough that you direct your thoughts deliberately, then as you begin getting different vibrational manifestational indications, in other words, as manifestations start shifting and you have deliberately offered different thought, so you make the association between the thought effort and the results, then you start understanding the leverage of energy, and then you start understanding how you do guide your experience, only you begin doing it consciously rather than by default. Yes.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for that amazing rampage this morning. Oh my gosh, it was just tremendous. Thank you so much. I've gotten so much value out of what the earlier people said, but since late September, I started having this unidentifiable pain in my eye, which eventually was diagnosed by a neurologist as some kind of cluster headache. So my problem is, my thinker isn't thinking right, and they have me on a lot of medication, and so I don't have much time in which I can get myself into that place where I'm feeling good.
Meaning?
Meaning that, you know, I usually, up until that time, up until September, I usually wake up every day and say the most important thing is to feel good, and then walk out and start my day. And I have not really felt good since September 20th. And now I'm on this cocktail of